Welcome to episode 1257 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. We continue our months-long series on 1010 with Jesus, A Deeper Look, with our chapter on the teachings of Jesus. Matthew 13 contains a collection of parables Jesus tells to describe the nature of the kingdom of heaven. The parable of the net, also known as the dragnet, is the final one in a series of seven.
Once again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was let down into the lake and caught all kinds of fish.
Jesus, sitting by the Sea of Galilee, surrounded by a crowd of people with mixed motivations, curious bystanders, desperate seekers, skeptical religious leaders, and ordinary villagers, begins to describe the kingdom of heaven through stories that use the ordinary to reveal the extraordinary. On this one day, he tells several parables about seeds and soil, about wheat and weeds, mustard seeds and yeast, hidden treasure and pearls. But with the parable of the net, Jesus shifts the tone. The imagery becomes apocalyptic, and the implications, eternal. The net doesn't just describe how the kingdom spreads, but how it ultimately ends, with a sorting. For Jesus' audience, many of them Galilean fishermen or people closely tied to fishing culture, his metaphor would have landed immediately. The dragnet was a weighted net thrown into the water and dragged through to gather all the fish in its path. It wasn't a pull with bait. It didn't discriminate. It brought in everything. Good fish, bad fish, shellfish, weeds, garbage. And when the net was full, fishermen would haul it to shore and begin the slow, patient process of sorting. The edible fish were placed in baskets. The rest were discarded. Jesus says this is what the kingdom of heaven is like. Jesus explains the parable plainly.
This is how it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the blazing furnace where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
This is one of the few times Jesus immediately explains a parable, and his explanation is not abstract. It is intense, urgent, and unsettling. But it is not hopeless. First, we must note what the parable tells us about the kingdom of heaven. It gathers all kinds. The net does not discriminate. It collects everything in its path. This is the grace of God on full display. In Jesus, the invitation to the kingdom is universal. No one is outside its reach. The prostitute, the Pharisee, the fisherman, the tax collector, all are swept up in this massive net of grace. All kinds means every tribe, every tongue, every background, every story. The message of the gospel is inclusive in its reach, though exclusive in its response. The kingdom draws all people to Jesus, and everyone is invited to enter. But not everyone remains. There is a sobering warning embedded here. Being caught in the net is not the same as being kept. Just because someone is near the things of God, part of the church, familiar with Scripture, even ministering in some capacity, does not guarantee they belong to the kingdom. This parable, like the parable of the weeds earlier in the chapter, warns of false assurance. Some fish may assume they'll end up in the basket simply because they were part of the catch. But the sorting is God's work, not ours, and it will happen at the end of the age, the end of the world as we know it. Jesus does not shy away from judgment. In fact, he speaks more about hell than any other figure in the Bible.
The angels will come forth, separate the wicked from among the just, and cast them into the furnace of fire.
This is not sensationalism. This is divine justice. The wicked, those who reject God's grace, who persist in unrepentant evil, will face eternal consequences. But notice, the separation is delayed. The net is pulled in only when full. Until then, good and bad fish remain together. The age of grace continues. But the final sorting will come. This parable reminds us that sorting is God's task, not ours. We live in an age of judgment, online and in real life, where people are constantly sorting each other into worthy and unworthy, good and bad. But Jesus says the sorting will be done by angels at the end of time. That's not our job now. We are not to be the judges, but the witnesses, the ambassadors, those who proclaim the good news of the kingdom and live as evidence of it. Let the net do its work. Keep casting. Let God do the sorting. What we do with Jesus today matters eternally. The net is still in the water, but it won't be there forever. There is a spiritual urgency in this parable. Many want a Jesus who heals, but not one who judges. Yet Jesus holds both justice and mercy in perfect tension. He extends the invitation of grace, but also warns of the consequences of rejection. The cost of discipleship is real. So is the cost of rejecting it. Let's get deep. What does this parable reveal about Jesus's character? He is gracious and just. This parable shows Jesus as both inclusive and holy. He is not content to leave people outside the kingdom, nor is he content to let sin reign unchecked within it. His grace gathers and his justice separates. Jesus does not desire that any should perish, but he also does not force anyone to stay. He offers mercy to all, but that mercy must be received with surrender. This duality, grace and truth, mercy and judgment, is core to Jesus' character. He is the lamb and the lion, the shepherd and the judge. His purpose? To proclaim and establish the kingdom. Jesus told this parable as part of a string of teachings on what the kingdom of heaven is like. His purpose was not just to give advice, but to announce a new reality breaking into the world through his life. The kingdom, Jesus says, is not reserved for a religious elite. It is spreading like yeast, growing like a mustard seed, hidden like treasure, sought like a pearl, and it will one day include a final sorting. This parable shows that Jesus was never interested in shallow followers or performative faith. He preached a kingdom that demands transformation, not mere association. His ministry, warning, invitation, and preparation. Jesus told this story not to scare people, but to awaken them, to awaken the complacent, to humble the self-righteous, to encourage the faithful, to warn the deceived. Jesus's ministry was urgent. The net was already in motion, the kingdom already drawing near. He healed the sick, fed the hungry, taught the masses, and walked among the broken. But he also prepared people for eternity. His ministry was a call to live ready. How then do we respond? First, examine yourself. This parable invites deep self-reflection. Are you truly surrendered to Christ, or simply caught up in the motion of religious life? The Apostle Paul says, "Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Ask yourself, am I relying on God's grace or my goodness? Do I have the fruit of repentance and spiritual transformation in my life?" Second, resist the urge to sort others. We are not the fishermen sorting the catch. That role belongs to God. The church must be careful not to become judgmental communities where we presume to know who is in or out. The wheat and weeds grow together. The net holds all kinds. Our role is to preach the gospel, love our neighbors, and live lives of holiness, not to condemn. Finally, live with eternal urgency. The net is still in the water, but it will not remain forever. Jesus' return is not metaphorical. It is certain. This parable urges us to live as kingdom citizens, not just kingdom observers. To value the eternal over the temporary. To proclaim the message of Jesus with compassion and clarity. We don't know when the sorting will come, but we know it will. The parable of the net is not just about judgment. It is about grace with urgency. It reminds us the kingdom of heaven is wide open today, but will not remain so forever.
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each of us may receive what is due us for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad.
While the net is still in the water, let's live as if eternity matters. Let's invite others into the kingdom, not to escape judgment, but to experience joy. Let's be the kind of fish worth keeping. Father, we thank you for your mercy that gathers and your justice that purifies. Teach us to live as true disciples, surrendered and transformed. Let us not be content with being caught in the net, but may we be found faithful at the sorting. Help us extend your grace to others as we await your coming kingdom. We rest in your power to save and trust in your wisdom to judge. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.